Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying foolish cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. Are we a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east? If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, however, whenever, wherever, under whatever circumstances, etc., etc., you are receiving us. We appreciate the tap dancing fuck out of it. We're going to be here the next couple of hours talking about Trump and the right and all the assholery, dickwatery, and fuck persnippity going on.
Isn't that a city in upstate New York?
Persnippity? Or persippany?
I was trying to be funny.
Persippany?
I don't know.
No, I think there is a persippany.
Persippany.
Persippany?
Precipitous.
There is a sound. I wasn't denigrating your humor. Right. I was saying I think there is a persippany or something like that.
Really? There's a persippany.
Right.
Fuck that word. Fuck these letters.
Thanks for joining us today. Tweet us during the show and all that shit. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Eat a dick, Shitler. Eat a big, fat fucking dick.
All kinds of bat shittery going on. It's persnippity.
Yeah. Yeah. What does that mean?
Something like that. Persnippity.
What does it mean?
There's a word called persnippity. Well, there's a bunch of
Persnickety.
Anyway, tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving, one word, crabdiving. You can also hurl us a message at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out, and we put up our memes and shit and stuff that we get to here on the show and stuff that we don't get to on the show.
Oh yes.
R.I.P. Jonathan Demme. Sad.
Damn, I didn't know he
Director,
died.
Yeah, 73 years old.
Oh, shit.
Silence of the Lambs.
God. Well, that's a great
Chianti
movie.
Yeah.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
We're going to, I'm a little discombobulated here. Well, this stuff isn't opening as I would appreciate it would. But anyway,
yeah.
We're going to get to the headlines before we get to all the fun shit.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, April 26th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, yes.
Over at the new tabloid, HuffPost, commie finko liberal, HuffPost. Headline.
Sucks, man, I hate the new layout. I was looking at it last night.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
It's, you know, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's probably all mobile friendly and stuff like that, but on PCs, it really doesn't look.
Because everybody looks at their phone more than a computer for fucking news, probably.
Yeah, I think these days. Yeah, these days, tablets, right. Phones.
I use a ViewMaster.
The 3D.
Oh, yeah.
The tax plan. Trillions in giveaways for the rich.
Oh, I thought it would be for the poor.
Trillions in giveaways for the rich.
Think about it. You want to give some poor motherfucker making minimum wage some food stamps, so you want him to pee in a cup.
Tax reform trending on the Twitter, in fact, as everyone pretty much is soundly mocking the big steaming pile of shit that was handed to us today. Trump's top economic advisors proposed trillions of dollars of tax cuts for millionaires. They're calling it the biggest tax reform in over 30 years.
Oh, shit.
Not a lot of deets. This is how the Schittler regime seems to work.
Oh, okay.
They put forth a one-page statement.
Ooh.
This is tax reform.
One page?
Yeah. In a one-page statement of, quote, principles.
Oh.
For tax reform, the
they wrote one fucking page.
Well, yeah, they offered few specifics. They insist on three major perks for the wealthy. However, reducing tax rate on stocks, bonds, and real estate investments.
Why?
Whoa!
I mean, fuck that! Fuck that!
Eliminating this is ridiculous. Yeah. Eliminating the inheritance taxes. Because, of course, everybody that crawls out of a vagina is more than entitled to 100% of whatever hard work the two parents have put in.
How many people do you think golfing at Mar-a-Lago
just
fucking were born into whatever wealth they fucking have?
I think it should be 99%.
Oh, yeah.
Get a job, kid. especially if you've been brought up rich and educated rich. And all that stuff, to survive, you need mommy's millions or daddy's millions.
Oh, yes.
You're a parasitic piece of shit.
You know, it's kind of funny. So these rich people that are loaded, they're never going to want for shit. They're able to go wherever they want to fucking college.
Well, look at these names that are
so what? They don't need it.
The heads of some of the biggest world banks are still Rothschilds from, that's a name from the 18 fucking middles.
Are they the globalists?
1850s or some shit like that? Yeah, yes. I mean, they're... These Walton fucks, what do they deserve? What does Walton's great-grandson deserve?
Yes.
Of the family fortune? What he deserves.
Let's think about what they deserve. Let's see, they line their pockets by taking out every business in a local area with their fucking Walmart. What do they get for that?
Right. Yeah. Oh, but it's the American dream. They're great.
It's not my American dream.
And then people, they try to spin it like, well, these communities can't survive without Walmart now because it's so cheap. Well, how about if you burn down those fucking Walmarts and, everybody out first, and and bulldoze those fuckers at least. And then what happens? I don't know. Maybe a pharmacy opens. Maybe a toy store opens. Maybe a woman's shop, a men's shop. Electronics store.
Right.
20 different small businesses will open. And then they'll be hiring people and people will be able to afford stuff.
See, now that sounds like a sensible regulation. That would actually help the people in the community in which they live instead of just kicking money down to the Waltons.
Right.
Up to the Waltons. Fuck them.
And then they say, well, they grew that business from $1 billion to $100 billion. Oh, how hard is that? Look at what fucking difficult. Trump did.
Yeah, yeah.
Did Trump failed with a couple $100 million inheritance upward.
It sucks.
Anyway.
And this guy, what a populist he is, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Donald Trump, he's supposed to be a man of the fucking people.
Well, among his people.
Right.
Remember, he went to that fancy $500 plate restaurant the night after the election. It was like, I'm going to lower your taxes. I'm going to lower your taxes. I'm going to lower your taxes to people who are paying $500 a plate.
Right.
I'm going to lower your taxes. Oh, thank God. I won't be able to afford the asparagus. A la woo-woo.
He's not doing shit. He's golfing. He's literally fucking golfing.
The inheritance tax, which conservatives call the death tax.
Oh, yes.
Only applies to millionaires. It's not like some middle class person who's going to leave their house to their kids is going to get taxed. You have to leave over $5.45 million or $10.9 million for couples to to qualify for this tax right now. And they're like, oh my God.
So they want to, and they which is raise it
or something? Get rid of it.
Just get rid of it.
Totally. an average rate of 16.6% on these inheritances is what's being paid right now, which gets over 10 years, raises $275 billion for the government. They want to get rid of those because, you know, it's not fair. Those kids work really hard.
But that's only for people that inherited like $10 million.
5.4 from a single, 10.9 from parents.
Who the fuck gets
then you
that?
Then you get taxed.
Oh, yeah. But who do you know that inherits $5 million?
Right.
Why do we give a fuck about those people? I don't know one person that inherited $5 million this year.
Yeah.
So fuck them. Why do we have a soft spot in our heart for these assholes?
Don't you know? You know one? Wasn't there that comic? Didn't she inherit like $6 million and went and bought a farm in Washington State?
Maybe.
Wasn't it like six million dollars or something like that? There was one comedian. I think that's rare.
Yeah.
I think she could have handled a 16% tax on that.
Yeah, because she didn't have the money before. Do you know what I mean? You don't have the money before, so it's still a fucking win.
Which would have been like $800,000-$900,000. So she would have gotten $5 million instead of six.
Oh, how sad. Jesus.
Because of the death tax.
Boy.
God, these fucking conservatives are loathsome.
Fucking stupid. I don't even know. I mean, I guess we're starting to see it. Like when they go to have these town halls, everybody's yelling at them and shit. But God, how do they go to their constituents and say, hey, look at the shit I've done for you.
They're going to stop going to their constituents. A lot of the Republicans already are. I'm not going to go to those town halls where all those Soros-funded nasty people are going to say bad things to me.
And why would they? They don't need to go. They gerrymander the fuck out of their districts. And they're getting all kinds of money to run from the NRA and from other bullshit. What the fuck do they care?
They want to get rid of the 3.8% tax on stocks, bonds, and real estate investments, which was imposed by Obamacare.
Yes.
On individuals making at least $200,000 a year.
Oh my God.
90% of this tax break would go to households making $700,000 plus a year.
So
90% of the tax break.
Oh shit.
Which is a whopping 3.8% tax on stocks, bonds, and real estate investments.
My fucking God.
Is going to. 90% of those people that are going to be affected by that tax make at least $700,000 a year. So,
you know.
And then they'll say, well, we should just put this, let's just have a sales tax. That'll be fair.
Why don't we just march
which fucks
you
the poor
motherfuckers out into the town square and take your fucking shit? I mean, what do you tell somebody living in a 10 out of the 101? Because there's about 40 of them.
Get a job.
Like at Virgil and...
You should have had rich parents that you crawled out of their pussy.
Yeah, Virgil and the 101. There's a huge tent city now. This is homeless people living outside in Los Angeles. And Shitlers giving somebody that makes $700,000 a year a fucking break? Dude, how do you even...
And above.
Oh, that's funny. That's funnier. How do you... If you're making $700,000 a year, help me understand. How much do you get a week? 50 divided by
a lot.
God, you can't even spend that. What the fuck?
The corporate tax cuts will also disproportionately favor the wealthy, of course.
Duh.
Because corporate profits flow to the owners of corporate stocks who tend to be wealthy. How many of us out there have stocks?
I don't know.
And your 401k or where they allow them to gamble that shit, or your pension fund, which, by the way, conservatives and banksters should be taken out and shot for stealing people's pensions, gambling with it, and then when they lose the money saying, oh, sorry. I made my money anyway on transaction fees, but sorry, you're out.
Better buy a tent, live in the woods. Gonna have to sell that fucking house. Oh my God.
More than 92.8% of households making at least $250,000 a year own at least $10,000 in stock.
Listen, you Democrats. Listen, you motherfuckers. You better nail this guy to the wall. He better die in jail.
So households that earn between $25,000 and $50,000 a year only 19% of them have any kind of stock or corporate stock holdings.
People need fucking help. You know, and I thought Obama understood that. He even voiced that. I heard him say, even, you know, he would say, I before I go to bed at night, I sit there and I try to think, who else could I have helped today? What could I do for the people? Give somebody making $750,000 a tax break, I guess.
households in the top 1% receive an average of 36% of their income from capital gains, which is from stocks and bonds and other investments, which they don't want taxed.
Yeah, but you know, you really got to roll your sleeves up and get to work to make that kind of money, right?
Those in the low, yeah, like the Waltons.
Yeah.
Crawl out of a rich pussy.
Oh, yes.
20 years later, you're a billionaire.
Fuck y'all.
Well, those in the lowest 20% of income average 5% of their income.
Shit.
It'll also, they're estimating that it'll cost the federal government $2.4 trillion, slashing the corporate tax rate from 35 to 15.
Okay.
Is what they want to do.
And
Betty Munster the other day, or a few days ago, said something like, well, 15% won't work. In fact, they can't even send they won't even be able to send a bill they can't pass it because there are already laws that say something like these tax cuts have got to be paid for or something that. And 15%. Even Eddie Munster said, there's no way it'll work. That there's no way it'll be, it's legal. We can't even do it.
So you have to show your work on how you get to that rate, right? If you're Schittler presenting this budget. But they only did it on one fucking page.
And they're saying it's magic. It's going to, well, they say, where are the offsets? Where are the offsets for all this money?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's going to bring in so much business that the economy's going to be stimulated.
Wait. Is somebody trying to fuck me in the ass with trickle-down economics again?
Of course.
That sounds like trickle-down economics.
Well, let's take a look at Kansas, shall we? Let's see how that's going in Kansas.
Oh, yes.
Look at all the businesses flocking to Kansas and all the great jobs that have been created there. Look at Louisiana, where they're talking about stopping college football because they can't afford it because Bobby Jindal ass-fucked without lube and permission, the entire
he raped them
goddamn state of Louisiana by cutting taxes for the rich.
I mean, if you're a Trumpalo and you voted for this fucking asshole, and even if you're a wealthy Trumpalo, are you a moron? Are you making $700,000 a year? I doubt it. Do you hate yourself? What the fuck? You guys are stupid as fuck. There is no helping these people that voted for this fucking guy. Listen to this shit. It's stupid.
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving. One word, CRABDIVING. Join us over at Facebook.
Oh, yes. Chihuahuas? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at friend of the show, Celeste, who sent us a couple of pictures of her backyard in upstate New York. It's beautiful.
See that giant cat in the picture?
Yeah.
Is that domesticated or is that a fucking wild animal
is
out there?
A feral animal.
After yesterday's show, the fucking alligator, man. I saw where you posted the story about the alligator on Facebook.
The dinosaur, yeah.
Holy shit.
Go to yesterday's show at go to iTunes or Stitcher and download it. If you do, leave us a kind review. That helps us out. And don't forget, if you want to help us out financially here Screaming Liberal Media, we put in 10 hours a week just on the air and a lot more hours supporting it.
Off the air.
You can send us, buy something. It won't even cost you anything.
Send us a giant cat.
Go buy your shit at, I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, shit.
Go buy your shit at Amazon. And go through our whole crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here.
Hello.
At Screaming Liberal Media. It's a win-win for everyone. You get good, cheap prices. You can have your emergency sausage maker delivered in 24 hours or possibly that day.
I'm gonna need my sausage maker dropped off by drone.
And maybe soon in the future, drones.
Oh, yes.
So there you go. That's the big headline over at the HuffPo is that the Republicans are putting forth their major tax plan. Right. And who is the tiniest little gnat ball surprised by this.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to do anything. It's not going to pass. It's not going to go anywhere, right? He's just being a fucking asshole.
Oh, it might pass the House, but it might not. Probably won't pass the Senate. I don't even know if it can go. I don't think with that 15% thing that it can go. And by saying, well, we know it's just going to work. That's not how those things go.
Oh,
you can't,
my God.
You can't put in, you can't, there's a law that says we need to see numbers and there needs to be offsets.
Yes.
And if they're, and Trump saying, it's just trust me.
No.
Is not an offset.
It's the GOP.
Is not a number.
You can shove that trust up your asshole. How about Iraq? Just trust me. Fuck off.
And then there's another one where something about one of the guys on one of the pundits was saying they want to make it stealthy also, these pass through corporations or something, because now you could form an LLC for yourself. Say you're an author, a rich author.
Yes.
Now you can LLC yourself, and suddenly your income tax rate would go down to 15% because you're now a corporation.
Jeez.
And you could make gazillions of dollars where before you would pay whatever, 20-something, 30-something percent, whatever the highest tax rate break tax
yes.
brackets are.
I'm going to ask you a dumbass question, but, you know, Are there anything in that budget that would help the tax reform thing that would help poor people or middle class or anything like that? Or
no, they're claiming middle class tax breaks, but
they aren't there.
I ain't seeing it.
I mean, how hard can it be defined? It's one fucking page. They're either there on the one page or they're not there.
Right.
You said this tax reform thing was one page, right? How do you have it one page?
Well, they don't have the details yet. And Trump wants it out before 100 days.
That's like me saying, I am going to design a spaceship that can travel to Mars. Here, I'm going to draw it for you. Look at it. Here's a picture of it. You see that little thing with fire shooting out the asshole of it? That's a flux capacitor.
Yes.
How does it work? I don't know. It's on the drawing, stupid. How am I supposed to know?
Keep talking.
Okay.
your levels are fucked.
My levels are fucked up. Damn it. So irritating. God, you know, I was reading about this shit. We're talking about when animals get pissed. We did a when animals get pissed segment yesterday, I believe.
And, yes, that was that giant alligator.
Tell you what, Australia's got some problems. Somebody else got eaten by a gigantic fucking shark. And now they're saying they're going to have these rapid shark response groups, you know? God, is it really fucked up? I must have touched something to fuck the sound up. I know I did it. I'm sorry. I have no luck with technology. But they're going to have these rapid shark response groups. Right? When somebody gets bitten, they're going to send out a helicopter and guys with shotguns to go take the fucker out. You know how you get around that?
Don't go in the water.
Don't go in the water in the fucking first place. But but they say, you know, people in Australia love their water sports.
Don't we all?
Yes. Maybe love something else where there's not a shark in there to eat your balls off. Find something else to love. Do they not read books in Australia? Do they not watch TV? Or are they in the water so fucking much?
But don't they have the most, their land ain't much safer.
Yeah.
Don't they have spiders that'll
Don't you guys ever get laid?
Bite you in the taint and kill you?
Yeah. You always have to surf.
Pretty easily?
Yes. But to be fair, there's nowhere to be safe around there. You got snakes on the land and sharks.
That's
in the
what I mean. The fucking, land is
what are you going to do?
Not as I think the water's safer.
No, it's not. I don't believe that whatsoever. It's just
you got those big angry kangaroos and
oh shit
and those what are those emus? Those big giant evil birds.
At first you said emus, and I thought you said emos. I was like, yeah, so sad guys.
All right,
walking around in
black hair and
turtlenecks,
nose rings,
angsty.
Let's see what the headline is. Over to the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Let's be fair and balanced here.
Did they redo their webpage, or is it still the same pile of shit?
It's still all it says is Drudge Report, and then
links.
It's just a list of links.
They,
hardly ever even pictures. There's only a couple of small pictures.
They're retro, baby.
photograph of, I don't know what the hell this is. Some tanks, some big tanks shooting and some explosions. It says, Kim readies for war. Uh-oh, everybody, be afraid.
Ha, 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 great.
This is this goes to the Daily Mail, which, you know, take that for what it's worth.
God damn, man.
You know, Daily Mail references are not allowed on Wikipedia.
Really?
Just, yeah, because it's so unreliable.
Then how the fuck did doesn't Courtney Stodden have a Wikipedia page? All her stories are in the Daily Mail.
Oh, yeah. She's famous.
Guy that married that actor from The Green Mile. She's a mess.
He was like 51. She was 16, right?
Right.
Got permission from her mom.
Yeah, now she has big, fake
hashtag boobies. Texas.
Hashtag I hate my kid. You want to be married to this asshole? Have a ball.
So the headline over at the dailymail.co.uk.
Hello.
Says, Kim prepares for war.
Oh, wonderful.
North Korean leader takes the salute as his army fires rockets and torpedoes at mock enemy warships during the country's largest ever live fire artillery drills. Oh, God. Everybody's just putting their dicks out on the table in this ridiculous. We have two man babies.
Oh, yes.
Who are at the top of our respective power hierarchies here in two different countries. And they're going to kill us all.
Dude, we're having a cock off in the Korean Peninsula.
They're going to kill us all because of their stupid little tiny fragile egos.
Well, how about
both of them?
Dude, I was reading saying if a shooting war started between us and North Korea, in the first two fucking hours, this guy estimated 190,000 people in Seoul would be fucking dead.
Yeah.
And even worse than North Korea. So why are we even getting in the neighborhood of doing this shit?
And most everyone, the sane pundits are saying they're not suicidal. The North Koreans are not suicidal. They're nuts, but they're not suicidal.
Kim Jong-un doesn't want to end up dead.
Right. And
or at the Hague.
And
if
a war starts and North Korea is vaporized.
Vapor.
What is he going to be poobah of?
Fuck nothing.
Some bunker hidden deep beneath some mountain somewhere. Good fucking luck with that, boy.
And I bet he's going to, you know, burn some shit up on the way out. Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's just batshit. You know, I was reading something the other day from someone who escaped from North Korea. And she was saying that their TV shows and everything, there's no romance stories. It's all great leader pumping up the great leader and the great leader's family and how wonderful Korea is. How does that sound? Does that sound familiar?
Oh,
it's similar to how some, I don't know, orange skinned,
absolutely
thin skinned, fuckwad alleged billionaire would love to run things.
Dude, Schindler would love programming that just sucked his dick all day.
There's an article out about how, during this AP interview, he was lamenting the fact that he really thought that I thought everything was bad for the election. Once it was over, I thought I'd start getting good press.
Based on what? Based on fucking what?
And it just didn't happen. It's the evil media is against me. So he's like, they don't love me.
You know why they don't love you, dude? Because you treated them like shit over the campaign. And when they were at your fucking rallies to cover you, because that's what they do when people run for fucking president, they cover shit you do. You put them in a pen and you let your redneck fucking supporters, the Trumplos, spit on them and yell at them. You called them crooked and evil and fucking liars.
But that was just for the election. I think he really thought that it's like some WWE competition. Like, oh, we just hate each other in the ring. It's just for show. And that once it was over, everybody that he insulted, and it kind of worked because of all the craven whores on the Republican side.
Oh, yeah.
All those guys that he shat upon during the primaries, even Ted fucking Cruz went slithering back to him.
Remember, John McCain.
Remember Ted Cruz making phone calls for him?
Yes. Didn't John McCain endorse him?
I think he held his nose and endorsed him.
Imagine, I don't know what it was like to be in Vietnam, much less imprisoned in a fucking cage in the middle of the jungle, and this guy calls you a loser. And now you're going to tell people to vote for this motherfucker? Good Lord. That's insane.
It looks like it's going to be two fake victories that Trump is going to try to claim. He's going to try to claim this tax reform. This one pager from Mnuchin and Trump. Right. Apparently, he's going to say, look, I put out my tax reform before the 100 days. And now they're doing the same with Obamacare. They've made some changes. Now, allegedly, this horrible Freedom Caucus is on board.
With the
repeal of Obamacare.
Ooh.
But I saw this morning one of they call them the Tuesday group. These are the slightly less batshit Republicans. They call themselves moderate Republicans or whatever.
The Tuesday group.
Purpley state Republicans.
Why Tuesday? I wonder what that means.
I think they used to meet on Tuesdays and that was the deal. It just got the unofficial name. But they're not on board. One of the guys from the Tuesday group was like, you know, none of the changes they've made are anything that we would be good for. Of course, if the fucking Freedom Caucus is like right on,
it's got to be bad.
How many millions are we kicking off? 5 million more? Yeah, I love it.
I'm going to go to church and pray to Jesus.
But then, so, okay, it passes the House. It will never, never, never fly in the Senate. It's just not going to.
You're being negative. Yeah.
I mean, because it affects the budget kind of thing, they can't fuck with the 60 vote limit. So they got to get 60 to vote for it in the Senate. And it ain't going to happen.
So why is he doing shit that's pointless?
Because he's going to go to his morons.
I tried.
All the MAGA morons and say, look, we passed it. The evil. He'll try to blame the Democrats, which is what cracks me up. The Democrats won't work with us in the Senate.
And he's going to say, you know what? I compromised. I took the wall out of it.
I made it worse.
Nobody.
Oh, he ain't taking no wall out.
I thought he was.
That's this week. That's the keeping the government running.
Oh, okay.
He did cave on that. Completely right. Caved.
What a pussy. Trump, you wanted a wall. Go for your wall, you fucking asshole.
After he threatened to not pay the premiums to insurance companies for Obamacare. Which I'm not sure he could have done. I thought some congressman was like, if he tried to do that, we would sue the fuck out of them in a heartbeat. Like, I don't think they can do that.
Right.
And then how does that endear him to his big insurance buddies?
I don't know.
Sorry, you're not getting your couple of billion this month.
Yeah. He's just trying to stay in office one more day. He's trying to keep this shit together just one more motherfucking day. To me, yesterday's show, the most fascinating thing that came out, the fact that, who's that one politician that said Trump's border wall would actually help people that will lose their Obamacare?
Oh, that was that Mulvaney, the budget dude.
Was his point that it keeps Mexican people who have diseases from coming into this country? That's nuts.
I don't know. He just in general, it would protect everybody, including those that lose their health care.
With a wall. God, what a loser.
So there you go. Those are your headlines over at the Huff Post and the Drudge Repo.
I got relatives that voted for this shitler. Mm. And I can tell you.
So do I.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know their business. But I will say, I don't know that they make over $700,000 a year. That's a lot of fucking money.
Probably not.
No way.
I think I know who you're talking about.
No fucking way.
I mean, they make great money, but I don't think anybody's pulling down $750,000.
Three quarters. God, I'm so shitty at fucking fractions. It was like $750,000. Well, that would be $250,000.
You could get a job in the budget office for Trump.
Yeah.
With that kind of math.
It wouldn't even matter what your math is. You just have to be able to. I think I actually could find a job in that administration because I have a pretty good handle on where to put commas.
There's also something called the alternative minimum tax, which generally benefits the well-off. They want to get rid of course. It benefits the well-off. Oh, well, they're trying to say, look, we're taking away the alternative minimum tax. And one reporter asked Mnuchin, who is the epitome of everything that we hate. This is the guy who kicked out thousands of people from their homes during the
mortgage crisis,
which he helped create. Yeah. And look at he comes out of it with billions, hundreds of millions richer.
He didn't lose his house. You know, there's some Michael Moore movie that talked about these incredible loans people in Congress and the Senate get for their fucking houses. The rates they get, the amount they're approved for. It's nuts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, huge, huge houses. And I think it's like one mortgage company giving out all the loans. So it's fucked up.
So they were claiming that one of the reporters asked, well, you know, some of these deals with these like pass-through companies and everything, yes. How are you going to guarantee that rich people don't take advantage
yes.
of the system? And it was so weird listening to Mnuchin, who is the poster child of rich people fucking poor people.
We're talking about you, asshole.
And he's saying, oh, well, we're going to put in, we're going to put stops and things like that in there. As we've said, this is just an outline. Of course it's an outline. You're trying to do massive tax reform.
Massive.
Which everybody says is harder than Obamacare. Will be harder than Obamacare to get all this passed.
How the fuck are they going to do that?
They're not going to.
It's
the 15% is illegal. It's that simple.
He just
That's what Eddie Munster said.
He's giving people what they think they want, and when they're not going to be able to get that, they're going to be mad, and they're not going to resent Schittler.
Who's going to be mad? The rich people are going to be mad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or the Trumpalos, they might not understand.
Yeah,
they might not fucking understand this.
How could some idiot making $25,000 a year
yes.
think, I can't wait for my tax cut?
I don't know.
It's not going to happen, Pookie. And then what's going to happen is the states are going to start getting fucked.
Yeah.
And the states are going to say, well, we're going to have to put in a sales tax or something like that, which universally fucks the poor in the smallest hole on their body.
Absolutely. Or it's going to be, hey, your streetlights are gone. We're not going to pay the roads.
Yeah.
You know?
Meanwhile, the Waltons don't have an estate tax.
What? Like, what do you mean?
The Waltons, they're going to make sure the Waltons don't have to pay a dime of their billions that they pass down to their shit spawn.
Why do we give a fuck about these guys?
We don't.
God. How in the fuck, in any universe, does it make sense to put an oligarch in charge of the country and to think anything else other than what is happening would fucking happen? It's a mess. At least foreign policy isn't that fucked up. Oh wait, we're almost in a nuclear war with North Korea.
You're right.
Oh yeah.
So yesterday, we played that clip of somebody speaking of somebody who crawled out of a privileged vagina and somehow is now helping run our country, Ivanka fucking Trump.
Ivanka, right?
Who nobody voted for.
I don't remember voting for her.
Yet suddenly, she's part of the royal fucking family here.
I don't even know what she fucking does.
And so she was at that some women's symposium thing in Germany. And when yesterday we played the clip, go to iTunes or Stitcher, she said, you know, my father is had a long history of supporting women and families, and people in the crowd booed and hissed. And the moderator was like, well, you know, we cannot ignore what the crowd is doing. You hear the crowd here. They are, we are going to address that. What do you think? And then she came out with that bullshit. Oh, yeah. I know how the media perpetuates that.
Oh, yeah. They're going to blame the media.
How the media spread that.
Yes.
Did the media fake, I will grab them by the pussy?
No. No, I don't think they did.
Oh, but they played it. How dare they? How dare they play the tape that my dad said?
Or they're just saying the words he said.
Right.
And then saying, what do you guys think about this?
No accountability when you're rich.
Right.
And white.
You don't even want to be reported upon. I mean, like, you know, he's the fucking president.
So Ivanka was raked over the coals, rightfully so, yesterday. And mocked, which is what they really, really hate. But to tie it into a different story.
Okay.
The other day we talked about just the infinite shit stain of Jesse Waters, who is Bill O'Reilly's little suck buddy, who used to do the allegedly humorous segments, Waters World, where he would brilliantly run up to people and ambush yes. them with these interviews and went to Chinatown.
China. Meet my little suck buddy.
And said, am I supposed to bow before I talk to you?
Oh, my God. I think suck buddy's a perfect fucking term for this loon.
And I think we both voted that he's even more loathsome than O'Reilly.
Yes.
Who's
yes.
pretty 99.99% loathsome.
At least O'Reilly stays in his studio and says shitty things from his...
And doesn't think he's funny.
Yeah, that's right. I hate a guy that's not funny that thinks he's funny. That is untenable. I cannot handle that shit.
So during this the symposium that Ivanka did...
Ivanka.
It was all these accomplished, powerful women on a panel, sitting in chairs, answering questions. And they each had their own wireless microphone that they were holding. And when they would speak, they would pick up the microphone and speak right. into it. They sure. each had their own little wireless mic
okay.
that they would lift up and talk into. Jesse Waters, shit, bro-tastic fuckwad, racist, misogynist. Pencil yeah. dick.
He's the fucking what do they call it? The humor relief or the comic relief. The humor relief.
He got a he got a promotion.
No.
And is now one of the hosts of the new primetime edition of that great show, The Five.
Oh my God, dude. He gets promoted?
Which is I don't know if it's a regular cast. I think it is. I don't know who all these people are. Greg Gutfeld, who is,
oh, we played that
is
guy.
Really a diaper load of a human being.
How the fuck do you do that segment where he goes to Chinatown and just makes dumb fucking racist jokes that are as old as...
Right. And then walks up to people who obviously don't speak English,
yeah.
ask them a question, and when they look at him and don't answer, then you play crickets in the background.
Give that guy a promotion. But I don't know. I mean, if you've seen any those fuckers on The Five, I mean, he might as well be on it. Stupidest show ever.
I think so. It's Gutfeld. It's ooh, Jesse Waters.
Fuck you.
Bob Beckel, who is they try to spin off as the alleged progressive.
Oh, yes.
Who didn't he get suspended for a while for making sexist jokes?
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember
this
the joke.
This is the liberal.
But, well.
On Fox.
Yeah.
And he's 1,000 years old. I think he was kind of a union-y kind of guy.
Right.
He's kind of like a...
Dude, he's old enough to be the wrong kind of Democrat, right?
Like an Ed Schultz type.
Yes.
Maybe. But I think infinitely dumber.
Right.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, who's... You know, she's just a moron also.
Oh, yes.
And I don't know who this fifth person is. She's got blonde hair. I don't.
Right.
I'm going off of the picture here. I don't have the name of all these assholes on The Five. But anyway, so they were talking about Ivanka. And on the big screen behind them, it says Ivanka jeered in Germany. So they talked about it for a while. Listen to how Jesse Waters. Now, no. Jesse's boss was just run out of Fox. Out of Fox for misogyny
yeah.
and sexual harassment and sexism and just being a cunt.
Well, wait. Now, does Jesse Waters, is he pro-Trump? Are they
fuck yeah.
But they're pro-Trump at Fox.
Of course. Fox is...
Sometimes, don't they do like...
Ultimately, Trump. Well, except for Shep Smith, who
okay.
I still think has pictures... Of Roger Ailes blowing a Boy Scout or something.
Oh, yes.
I mean, there's got to be some... Shep Smith has got to have something on somebody there because I can't imagine... Maybe the Murdochs or one of the Murdochs because
right.
I can't imagine why they keep him on there. Rupert
insane.
Murdoch is the Baghdad Bob of the late 20th century and 21st century.
Who's Baghdad Bob?
Baghdad Bob was in... when we... Well, it's actually... You have to go back in time to make him the Baghdad Bob of the 20th century. It was 2003 when we attacked, when we shocked and awed.
Oh, yes.
Saddam Hussein.
Right.
And Saddam. Baghdad Bob was the,
see the
propaganda minister for Saddam Hussein, who literally as Baghdad was burning, and or not even, as American troops were going to bars in Baghdad after having celebrated kicking everybody out, Baghdad Bob was still going on TV saying, "We've got this. We've got the Americans on the run."
Shit.
It's just lies. It's just lies. And that's all that fucking Rupert Murdoch is.
Well, to be fair, I mean, it's not like we had that. I mean, it's not like Iraq went real smooth for us after, you know.
Well, the initial one went smooth. The initial attack went pretty smoothly. After that.
Yeah, yeah.
nobody questioned the fact that we'd be able to kick their ass. The question was, okay, now what do we do?
Right.
After said asses are kicked.
Yeah, and who are these Shiites?
And then you realize that Saddam, as heinous as he was a heinous butt plug holding back a tsunami of diarrhea of what's going on in that country.
It's kind of like one of those Trumps, oh, I didn't know it'd be so complicated moments. Jeez, look at this shit.
Who knew? So here's Jesse Waters. I think he's closing out the segment here about Ivanka on this panel. And let's also not forget that Jesse Waters has now been promoted to this spot.
Yes.
After his boss got fired for misogyny.
You know, the left says they really respect women, and then when given an opportunity to respect a woman like that, they boo and hiss. And I always thought the Europeans were supposed to be so sophisticated and well-mannered, and now they're treating this like it's a soccer match. I don't understand what's going on. I think Ivanka is supposed to be the moderating voice for her father. So I think people in Europe should support that. I don't know why.
Why? Who the fuck is this woman? And why do we have to? Oh, the left is so tolerant.
Ooh.
I don't know why they would be so nasty to her.
Right.
This is the type of woman they should. Look at how accomplished she is and independent.
Fuck. She's 35, given everything, and she's rich.
Yeah.
What did she want for?
Like I said, let's make that estate tax 90%, and then I'll be impressed by your accomplishments. Not even.
Yeah.
Because if you're a billionaire,
if
you inherit $10 billion and 90% estate tax, you're still getting $1 billion. You're going to be okay.
You can still go to yogurt
land. Yeah, you can get extra large fries.
You can get big.
When you go somewhere. Yeah.
You can biggie size it. You're not going to feel it in your wallet. I mean,
I did not earn that. I don't care what you say. That is not. They did not earn that money.
I mean, fucking Donald even gave her a job on the fucking Apprentice, and now she's got a job in the White House. What the fuck?
So here's Jesse Waters continuing, and you know, and he's, by the way, he's looking down at his notes. So these little quips that he's coming out with, he wrote this shit.
And well-mannered. And now they're treating this like it's a soccer match.
They're treating it like it's a soccer match.
Oh,
I thought
you.
The Europeans were well-mannered. Why are they treating it like it's a soccer match?
Oh, my God. There's nothing like listening to the right talk about people being ill-behaved.
But he wrote that comment.
That's a written fucking joke.
He looked down at that. He's looking down at some of these comments he's make.
I'm going to make a European soccer joke.
Damn it, dude. I've talked about this so many times. If you want to be a star, if you want to make your talent go farther, go to the Jesus side. Go to the right and the conservatives. There's nobody funny over there. There's nobody. The funniest person the right has is that guy that used to be funny, Dennis Miller.
Nick DiPaolo's really funny.
Yeah, but he's not down for all this garbage, is he? God damn it.
I saw an interview that he did with Rogan on Rogan's show.
No.
And he's, you know, kind of a right-wing nut job.
You know, I don't know. Is Nick DiPaolo still funny?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He could wake up in the middle of the night and be funny, and it sucks that he's a right-wing nut job shithead.
He's so sophisticated and well-mannered, and now they're treating this like it's a soccer match. I don't understand what's going on. I think Ivanka is supposed to be the moderating voice for her father, so I think people in Europe should support that. I don't know why.
Oh, so instead of a heinous authoritarian dictator, 100% Trump, Donald Trump is the 100% dictator. So his daughter is a moderating factor. Maybe she's only 80% horrible dictator. You should support that.
What the fuck?
Why aren't you supporting? He's making it sound like the whole world should just bend down and lick her pussy everywhere she goes.
I don't get it.
Who the fuck is she?
You know, it's different. You see, this is different. If she just had like, I don't know, if she was doing something that was not the business of the state, it would be one thing. But she actually has a job in government, right? She has an office in the fucking White House.
So she's a big job.
She's accountable to us.
There's the story that she talked her dad into bombing, well, fake bombing that airstrip in Syria.
God.
It's because she was like, look at the babies. Look at the babies being killed, Dad.
God, and you know what? Everybody bought that shit from her at the RNC. You know, she's going to be the steadying force. She's going to calm this wacko down.
Voice for her father. So I think people in Europe should support that. I don't know why also saying that, you know, my father respects families is controversial. I mean, he's probably hired a ton of fathers and mothers and children. So I don't really get what's going on here, but I really liked how she was speaking into that microphone.
There you go. I really liked how she was speaking into that microphone.
Like it was...
She's holding it like she like it's like a dick.
She's working a phallus or something.
So everything he said about respecting...
That is insane.
Why isn't she respected? Why isn't the left respecting her? She's the moderating force and all this. And by the way, I love the way she looks like she's sucking big black cock with that big microphone.
And you're the nobody else said that. Nobody else said that, you wacko. That's so fucked up. I mean, I didn't see any.
And he got that stupid shitty grin on his face like, I'm about to say something funny. Here we go, everybody. I'm the funny guy on the show. I'm about to say something funny.
Jesus Christ.
Fathers and mothers and children. So I don't really get what's going on here, but I really liked how she was speaking into that microphone.
Dana, what do you make of this? I mean, you know, she's really...
Nobody... And Kimberly Guilfoyle and whoever Dana is, nobody says anything.
Why?
I really like... He gets a shit-eating grin on his face, even holds his hand up, like, to demonstrate how she was holding the mic. And he's like, I love how she's
holding
that
microphone. Are they afraid of him?
And then it just moves right on. Like, oh, well, here's another one. Fox News is ears deep.
Right.
In accusations of harassment, of a corporate culture of harassment. They're going through trials or testimonies now of people who are suing, black people that are suing them for systemic racism.
I saw that too. I'm like, God, what? What's good about you guys? You're racist, right? And you're fucking sexist. And there's like...
Did you see there was a story that Ailes... I think I put it up on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. But Ailes, at one point, put up a security door on his office because one time, one of their correspondents there or something, who's a brown-skinned... Muslim dude, which is amazing. He's got a job,
right?
Actually, I don't know that he's Muslim. I do know that he's brown skin,
yes.
But he's Middle Eastern,
right?
I don't know that he's Muslim. But he walked into Ailes's office, and Ailes supposedly lost his shit because he's like, do you see him? He could be a terrorist. I don't know what's coming into my office.
Didn't Roger Ailes work for, he's been in TV forever, right? Didn't he have a job like, what was that, Dick Cavett show?
Yeah, he was on,
like a,
yeah.
No, it was something else. It was a Mike Douglas show.
Mike Douglas, maybe?
Where they smoked. They actually smoked on the set.
Mike Douglas, yeah.
Maybe he just had a fucking flashback. Maybe he forgot where he was for a second. He thought he was on the set of fucking Mad Men, you know?
But then he installed a security door so the brown people couldn't come in.
God.
And then they said
that's so fucking
stupid. Now I want to find this story. They said it's part of this lawsuit, I think, for racism, that not only after that incident, basically he took away the pass for the second floor where his kingdom is. from everybody brown.
Good Lord.
And that something like you had...
What the fuck?
They felt like they were second-class citizens. They had to be escorted to the second floor.
Well, they're being treated like second-class citizens. If white people can go up the stairs whenever they want, but not you because of the color of your skin, I'm explaining racism. That's nuts.
Here it is. Go to Facebook.com/crabdiving.
No shit.
Jump in the warm stream there. All kinds of fun liberals. Funny liberals. God, I love reading some of our comments.
Oh, yeah.
Crack me the shit up.
They're angry. And funny.
In this racial discrimination suit filed against Fox News and its parent company, 21st Century Fox, now there's 11 plaintiffs. This is not the sexual harassment or harassment.
Hello.
This is Andrea Mitchell says harassment. This is not the...
is he British?
The sexual harassment case. This is racial discrimination.
It's a different thing.
Now has 11 plaintiffs after Fox anchor Kelly Wright was added to the roster of employees suing Fox.
What a house of fucking horrors.
From New York Magazine here, it says that Fox anchor... the Fox anchor claims the Fox anchor who co-hosts America's News Headquarters on Saturdays.
Oh, geez.
America's News Headquarters.
That sounds crazy.
Claims he was, quote, forced to endure many racist comments at Fox intended to paint him as a caricature of a black entertainer, i.e. a Jim Crow.
Holy fuck. Man.
Among other allegations in the suit, former Fox head honcho Roger Ailes had a security barrier built after a Bangladeshi employee named Musfiq Rahman accidentally walked into his office. The suit alleges Ailes became furious after the intrusion, suggesting he believed Rahman was a terrorist because of the color of his skin.
Oh, my God. And that guy's running the news that a lot of people believe in.
The suit also alleges that Rahman and a number of black employees had their security passes to the floor where Ailes was pulled following that incident.
What a great corporate culture they have over there.
The suit says, thereafter, these humiliated employees were forced to get escorts when they needed to speak to other employees on the second floor.
God, how humiliating. Hey, listen, I'm a person of color. I need a white friend to walk me to the 12th floor or something so I can talk to some dickhead.
Grab your purses, ladies.
Oh, my God.
They're walking another Negro through.
Dude, if that's Roger Ailes saying shit like that and putting an enforced door in, I mean, why wouldn't everybody be racist there? Why wouldn't they be sexist and grabbing people's ass? And,
right.
You know what I mean?
Amazing. God. Simply amazing.
Really is. And it's funny, too, because we say it all the time. This is a party of family values. The people fucking watch Fox, they go to church. You know, that they're not down for all this shit. The racism stuff, sure. That's fine. But the, you know,
way into that.
The grab ass stuff. I don't know.
The big news, we sort of predicted it last week, was it? We were talking about, or the other day when we were talking about Alabama Stan.
Did they secede?
And how the top the head of each section of government in Alabama was indicted and or removed from office or left. Ooh. In the case of the governor, Bentley left voluntarily right before he could be removed.
Jeez, it's going to be lonely over there in Alabama.
The Speaker of the House there was in might be going to jail, indicted on corruption stuff.
Why not?
And he's gone. And then, of course, quote, justice, unquote, Roy Moore.
Bye-bye, stupid.
Who was the chief justice of the Supreme Court there, who said, no gay marriage for you, even after the Supreme Court said gay marriage for everybody.
Oh, God. And they talk about liberal activist judges.
Right.
What the fuck? Fuck off. This is you guys.
So, we were, you know, talking about the fact that there were even shenanigans with this Senate seat that used to be Jeff Sessions' Senate. So, let's just think of these people that are being sent to Washington.
That's disgusting.
From Alabama.
It's fucking. Listen, When Schindler announced Jeff Sessions was going to be his fucking attorney general, I couldn't believe it.
I saw a meme with a picture of Sessions, and it said, this is the most important Confederate memorial we have to remove.
Right. That's funny. Daddy, she's got that little screwed up face. No lips.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
Beady little fucking eyes.
Thinks he's the master race.
Oh, yes. Good Lord. What's your definition of master?
Former governor Bentley appointed the at that point Attorney General Luther Strange to fill the seat, and there's maybe in shenanigans involved there because Luther Strange and Bentley, I guess, were big enemies. But then Luther Strange supposedly approached Bentley and said, "Wow, I'd really like that Senate seat," at the time that Luther Strange was in charge of investigating Governor
corruption.
Bentley.
Right. Yes.
So there's nothing to see there, Ryan.
Yeah. It's a good idea, though. You go up to Bentley and be like, listen, I got the Senate seat if you want to, you know.
So Bentley appointed him and then said the Alabama Supreme or the Alabama Constitution says they have to, as quickly as possible, have a special election to fill the seat.
Yes.
Because they're not into allowing governors to appoint senators
right
for a whole term. So they said, well, there's supposed to be a new election. But then Bentley said, well, we'll just wait 2 years until the next election.
Right. Just have my guy in there, and, you know.
So
it's fine.
The new, after Bentley was run out on a rail, the new governor, who is even a Republican,
right?
Even she said, well, that's bullshit. So she announced that they're going to have a special election now in August. So poor Luther. Didn't work out for him.
Damn. Jeez, is there anybody who's going to run Alabama that's just not going to fuck it? Is there anybody altruistic that could run that state?
No,
just
no.
I mean, God,
not a Republican. That's
listen,
for sure.
If you look at it objectively, it's got a fucking coast,
right?
Is there anybody there that could not? It's like they hate their own fucking state and the people that fucking live there.
Well, now the news is we were joking about not joking, but because it might happen.
Yes,
and now it's probably going to happen.
Oh, shit.
So not only was there speculation
right
that Roy Moore, the former Supreme Court justice, might run for governor the next time.
He can't, man.
Changed his mind.
Oh, yeah.
And today announced that he will be running in the special election for U.S. Senate. And there's probably a decent chance
he'll win
that we're going to see Roy fucking Moore, Christo ISIS member.
Yes.
In the U.S. Senate.
Because there's less of a turnout in these special fucking elections, and he's got name recognition.
Worse than Jeff Sessions, if that's possible.
Is he?
They're sending someone worse than Jeff Sessions to the United States Senate.
It's like they can't help but send their worst to Washington. You would think Roy Moore wouldn't be able to show his face in government. I mean, isn't he disgraced? He didn't do his job.
He was disgraced for standing up for the Lord, Ryan.
He disobeyed the law.
He was suspended as Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court after he unsuccessfully attempted to have state judges defy the U.S. Supreme Court's marriage equality ruling, which he said was illegitimate because it violated God's law.
Fuck you.
It was the second time he was suspended from court. He lost a job previously after he flouted a federal court ruling ordering the removal of a Ten Commandments monument that he had installed in the courthouse rotunda.
Shit. God. It got fucked, man. It always goes back to these goddamn concrete 10 fucking commandments. That's what it seems like every story goes back to in Louisiana and Alabama. Arkansas. 10 Commandments, baby. That's all anyone gives a fuck about.
Football. Right. Fortunately.
Right. Skippy. Here we go, Skippy.
Born back in Delicatessen. And this is her birthday. So I want to recognize my wife,
Kayla, being birthday, I'm not going to say how old she is, but
smiles judge.
Oh God, there's some asshole standing behind him wearing a Make America Great hat.
Yeah.
This is Roy Moore.
Yeah, yeah. I listen, all this little folksy joking and jabbing of each other. I grew up hearing this kind of bullshit from, you know, Southern whatever, Baptists and shit like that. Ugh, God, it's disgusting. They're cracking each other up. Do you hear that?
There's like 11 people behind him. Looks like a guy, like a veteran. He's got, you know, like a veteran's hat. It says veterans across the front of it. So right. Some kind of hat with a uniform. There's a guy way in the back.
Yes.
Who looks like Rasputin.
Oh, shit.
But he's got one of those baseball. He's got one of those Coach Dave-like baseball caps on with the cross on it.
So, well, okay.
These are supporters of his behind him. And I'm counting 11 faces, but people I can see behind him. White.
I was going to say, how many are black?
0.0.
Look at that diverse government.
This was printed in March of 2011. Some things have changed. Some things have not. Many of the issues are the same issues in our country today. You can read them. And if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them. Concerning the economy and taxation, health care, foreign relations, the military, and other such things as we are engaged in our country today.
He's so bad at this.
God, he even sounds like
but
a pig.
But you know, before we can make America great again, we've got to make America good again.
That means stringing up all the homosexuals. Sorry, I went back to the.
But you know,
flipping his papers.
Yeah, yeah.
We can make America great again. We've got to make America good again.
That's right.
Our first president, in his farewell address, said it very simply: that virtue and morality is a necessary spring of popular government.
He knows that one by heart.
Is a sincere friend to it can look with indifference on attempts to shake the foundation of the fabric.
He's not reading. He knows that quote because he knows it cold. It's from Washington's farewell address, which the Christians love to wave around because he mentions God and morality. No.
I know, and I think you do, too, that the foundations of the fabric of our country are being shaken tremendously. Our families.
Oh, God, some white asshole behind him in a suit and a MAGA hat. No, he's like, God. That's right.
Are being crippled by divorce and abortion.
So what are you going to outlaw divorce?
Yeah.
Wait, how are you gonna? What are you gonna do about divorce, Roy? Yeah.
And what are you gonna do about like? What about your buddy that is the governor of Alabama? Isn't he getting a divorce? What's his face? Bentley. He's getting a divorce.
I think he's already divorced.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think his wife was helped bring him down.
Oh God, that's right. Yeah. She really supports him.
I know, and I think you do too. That the foundations of the fabric of our country are being shaken. Tremendously. Our families are being crippled by divorce and abortion. Our sacred institution of marriage has been destroyed by a Supreme Court.
There you go. And
our sacred institution of marriage has been destroyed by a Supreme Court.
But it hasn't. It's the same.
Show me how.
You're straight fucking fucked up.
Show
marriage.
Me how any of these white assholes behind you, these Christian ISIS members have been affected.
Offended. They've been offended.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm offended by them. Massively.
Massive.
Rights and liberties are in jeopardy. And the Constitution we were sworn to uphold since 1965 on the banks of the Hudson River at West Point is being ignored by judges who have put themselves above the Constitution.
Dude.
You're the one who ignored the fact that the Supreme Court is the law of the land, which is kind of in the Constitution.
Yeah. Is no one going to ask him? You were disbarred. You were kicked off the court.
I don't know if he was disbarred.
Oh, it wasn't.
He was kicked off the court.
Yeah, he was kicked off the court. So what does that tell you?
Twice.
Was he upholding the letter of the law?
Well, yeah, because the demons have taken over, Ryan, and they're trying to make everyone gay.
I always forget demon possession. That's an important thing to remember.
Demon possession.
God. He is just...
He's got a long record. I'm reading from Right Wing Watch. He's got a long record of championing religious right causes.
Yay.
While cheering Kentucky clerk Kim Davis's attempt to spurn the marriage equality decision, more likened her ordeal to the Holocaust. He claims Satan is behind same-sex marriage and abortion rights.
I don't remember that story where he compared Kim what was going on with Kim Davis to the Holocaust. I don't remember that shit. That's insane.
He has linked same-sex marriage to child abuse, to incest, and polygamy.
Right.
Has said that the attempt to destroy the institution of marriage will literally cause the destruction of our country.
Literally?
Going so far as to warn that it may lead to war, the confiscation of children, and a civil disobedience movement like the one launched by Martin Luther King Jr. Against segregation.
He called the civil rights movement the civil disobedience movement? God.
Well, I don't think he was... That's not the quote.
Oh, okay.
That's what they're writing here.
Oh, okay.
But he's saying that gay marriage, you know, this was the predictions they had that if you legalize gay marriage, all the white straight people are going to take to the streets and burn the place down.
Why am I not marrying a dog?
That hasn't happened.
I want to marry a raccoon.
Anywhere.
Where's the slippery slope?
And then compared it to Martin Luther King Jr. that the Christians going out battling against gay marriage would probably be beaten and rounded up and subjugated and persecuted. He said, I hope I don't give my life, but I'm going to tell you this is a very serious matter.
You know, you'd think he'd have a better grasp of Martin Luther King. I mean, he's from Alabama.
Oh, he's got a pretty, he's got a really good grasp on Martin Luther King in Alabama, on the view of Martin Luther King in Alabama.
Right. Just heinous, man.
In 2002, he said homosexuality is an evil, abhorrent, and destructive criminal lifestyle.
Oh, fuck off.
Criminal.
How lifestyle. How do we tolerate? Was he a judge when he said this shit?
God. Homosexual conduct by a parent is inherently detrimental to children. He's saying that gays can't adopt.
Oh, okay. God, you suck. You'd rather have a kid without parents? That's insane.
In a concurring opinion,
yes,
making it clear that he saw a mother's same-sex relationship as the main reason she should not have custody of her children, he cited biblical law, including the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, to make his case, quote, a sexual relationship between two persons of the same gender creates a strong presumption of unfitness. That alone is sufficient justification for denying that parent custody of his or her own children.
Oh, my God.
Or prohibiting the adoption of children of others, since homosexual conduct by a parent is inherently detrimental to children.
This guy he's the worst. I think he's the worst right-wing nut job we've ever covered.
He wrote, I'd have to decipher on that for five minutes, but he's close. He's real close.
I mean,
he wrote. Now this is in a Alabama Supreme Court decision. This is in the archives, in the record.
This has been noted down in history.
He wrote, homosexuality is a criminal lifestyle that is abhorrent, immoral, detestable, a crime against nature, and a violation of the laws of nature and of God's upon which this nation and our laws are predicated.
What does it mean it's a criminal lifestyle? Like if you're gay, you hang out with your partner and you guys wear ski masks and knock over 7-Elevens after you're done showering together?
And again, of the of your top 10 list, Christians,
yes,
those commandments yearn.
Oh yeah, the one in stone.
How many of them are in our laws?
Thou shalt not kill.
One.
Okay. The law about don't covet your wife.
That's a thought crime.
Not
that's
your wife. Your
the Republicans
wife.
Would love to put that in. But thought crimes are not illegal.
Shit, they shouldn't love to put that in because that's right up their fucking alley.
Well, their thoughts are okay. It's just any thoughts liberal would be considered a crime to them.
Right.
Steal.
Yes.
Thou shalt not steal.
Sure. What about not...
Cricket.
cricket.
You can get fined and put in jail if you worship a false idol. Isn't that true?
No. So none of them.
Yes.
You can say by bearing false witness.
Yes.
But only
like it's
in court under
oath.
Right. Yeah. And that's only under certain circumstances. But you can lie when in your everyday life.
You
can lie to everybody. Nobody cares. Look at Trump.
God, you know, I read this story about how the Trump staffers.
Oh, that was all yesterday. Yeah.
Dude, did you see that?
They have a competition to see who can have the funniest, biggest lies.
Are they fucking with us?
I don't know if that's true or not, but it wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, they confirmed it with a couple of people. I mean, they're fucking with us. It's ridiculous.
Roy Moore, back to Roy Moore.
Yes.
The he says, in this case, there is undisputed evidence that the mother of the minor children not only dated another woman, but lived with that woman, shared a bed with her, and had an intimate physical and sexual relationship with her.
Everybody fucking relax. It's insane. What do we do with Alabama?
Such conduct violates both the criminal and civil laws of this state and is destructive to the basic building block of society, the family.
God, they're such pussies. They're such fucking pussies. They can't take anything that's remotely different from how they are. Why don't we take that wall that we're going to put up between Texas and Mexico and just fucking, let's wall off Alabama.
And then he quotes some previous state decision in Alabama.
Fuck you.
He says, finally, as if to remove any doubt that homosexuality is disfavored, the court marshaled further legal precedent. And then he goes back to this previous case where they said, if we need to say more, if the record of constant quadrimillennial revulsion.
Is that one word?
Quadrimillennial. Something about 4,000 years, maybe?
Good fucking God.
Of moralistic civilizations from the vice that evoked the total and everlasting destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Bam, baby. That word, that giant word.
Quadrimillennial.
That's some biblical bullshit, right?
Legal bullshit.
Oh, okay. God, that's a crazy fucking word. I like it.
Occurring every 4,000 years.
Damn, why don't you just say that?
Quadrimillennial.
Just say occurring every 4,000 fucking years.
Just horrible. This it goes on. You go to Right Wing Watch. We'll put the clip up or the link up at Facebook and at crabdiving.com. But you can go on and read the rest of this horrible decision that he wrote, taking custody away from this poor woman because she and they gave it to the dad. Apparently they were married before. She decided that she's, I don't know, bisexual. Who cares?
Right.
But she ended up in a relationship with a woman, sleeping with her. Sounds like she was eating her pussy.
Oh, jeez, guys. What are we going to do?
You know Roy Moore was probably just jerking off.
Oh, God, he loved
when he's sitting alone, thinking about two women, 69 and holy shit.
Hey, man, I'm going to bookmark that in my browser. God. It's just sanctimony.
I mean,
it's just such bullshit.
I don't. I might start praying.
Oh yeah.
And say, please God, don't let Roy Moore get fucking elected to the U.S. Senate from Alabama.
Mean,
what a cosmic embarrassment to
the
state,
Senate,
to that state, and to the Senate, and
to the fucking Senate, man. That's nuts. He's got to be one of the most dangerous conservatives we have.
Here, you want to hear him?
I mean, he's a loon.
Here we go. Here's a little Roy Moore top hits.
Eat my dick.
We're going through something in our country that other countries have gone through. Germany went through it. When the state took all power and moved into the church. Martin Niemöller was a German pastor who stood against the tyranny of the Germans rather late in the war.
So he's equating marriage equality with the Nazis.
That's insane.
And now he's pointing out some pastor that stood up to the Nazis.
God, he went full
and
Hitler.
He's probably comparing himself to that pastor.
Many years after the war, he explained what they went through. He said they came for the socialist, but I wasn't a socialist, so it didn't bother me.
You've heard this.
Oh, yeah.
This is a famous quote from Martin Niemöller, a poem, First They Came for the Socialists.
I'm sure this is going to be twisted.
But how insane is it that the actual persecuted people are the homosexuals, are the LGBT community, and these fucking Christians, these goddamn American Taliban fucks, are claiming the persecution.
Yeah.
And trying to compare themselves to the Holocaust.
Right, right. But it's the party of hyperbole and bullshit and lies that conflate shit. You know, this kind of crap, I don't know how the GOP, they find their way out of this. But they really are the party of racism and hate.
Sure.
How do you come back from that?
Well, many don't want to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm the other one.
Let's head over to Alabama and see how they feel about being called the party of hate.
See, they think they don't have the problem. How in the world could they think that? On what planet? Could somebody from Alabama,
Jesus,
fucking Alabama, dude,
yeah,
they think there's a war on white people? That's bananas.
Then they came for the labor unionist, and I wasn't in the labor union, so I didn't pay any attention. Then they came for the Jews, but hey, I wasn't a Jew, so I didn't speak up. They said, then they came for me, and there was nobody left.
Then they came for me. And there's nobody left.
What they came for the Jews, and he said, I'm not a Jew? Is that what he said?
Meanwhile, it wasn't in the poem, but they also came for the homosexuals.
To speak up. Ladies and gentlemen, we can say the same thing today. Oh. They came for the bakers, but I didn't bake cakes.
Oh, first, God. They came for the bakers. I didn't bake cakes.
They came for the florist, but I didn't deal with flowers.
They came for the florist, but I didn't deal with flowers.
God.
They came for a little clerk down in Kentucky by the name of Kim Davis, but hey, I'm not a clerk.
How did they come for Kim Davis? Yeah, she rotted in jail for not long enough, in my opinion.
She wasn't doing her job. She wasn't. All she had to do was fill out a paper.
Didn't even have to fill it out.
She didn't have to do anything gay.
They even told her, you can let somebody else. Remember there was that one dude who was sane in the office, and he's like, I'll do them.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. I'll stamp them.
I mean,
and
she
said, No.
You would think. I mean, I remember this whole fucking thing, but you would think she was being raped by a gaggle of lesbians. That's what she was being put through, or whatever.
Oh, God, every lesbian I know would punch you in the face.
Oh, I know. But that's how she felt, or something. Oh, God. And wasn't she married like 8 fucking times?
Four times.
Bullshit. Yeah. Like, you married 4 fucking times.
The epitome of morality. And
that's Larry King territory. 4 marriages?
No.
Please.
Here's the end of this. Ah, I pressed the wrong button. Here's the end of this.
Nothing to do with issuing licenses. Then they came for me. Nobody was left. This will touch every person in this room, every child in this room eventually.
How will it touch every person, every child?
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't affect you, Roy.
God, you know, it's the fucking nerve of this guy. He's talking to a bunch of white people. They're coming for you. They're coming for straight marriage or whatever that is. There's a war against you. Literally, Schittler is amassing that ICE force. Talking about
deportations.
Sure. I mean, they're literally coming for people. They're banning people from coming in this country based on your ethnicity. And this guy has the nerve to look at a bunch of fucking white people in Alabama to say, hey, they're coming for you.
Yep.
That's bananas. That is fucking rich.
This opinion is not like other opinions that have been issued.
This opinion is not like other opinions.
Hey.
First, God. They came for Kim Davis. How loathsome to compare themselves to the Holocaust.
Oh, my God.
I mean, how vile and disgusting are these people?
We hear that a lot. Somebody comparing something stupid to the fucking Holocaust. And it's always a GOP person. They're fucking morons. Hey, you know, if you want to save yourself some trouble and you're a GOP legislator, when you find yourself wanting to make a comment about the Holocaust, just don't say anything. That might be better.
So we'll be keeping our eyes on that Alabama race.
You're fucking right, man. That's the one you can win with the name recognition.
Yeah, right. Just because people remember the name. Oh, Roy Moore, I know him.
Yeah.
He hates homos. I love it. For him.
They came for the bakers and the florists. God.
Disgusting people.
The baker and the florist came for themselves because they didn't want to make any money making gay wedding cakes. The cake's not gay.
Right.
Cakes aren't. It's just cake, you fucking
you're
asshole.
You're not taking a dick in the ass.
Somebody's taking a dick.
You're baking a cupcake or a cake, you fucking asshole.
You know what? That's a good fucking point. Some politician needs to go out there with that fucking slogan. You're not taking a dick. You're just making a cake, motherfucker.
So there you go. Like I right. said, we'll keep your ear holes pressed to whatever device you listen to us.
Yeah, take it,
we'll
dick.
We'll be very closely following what's going on in Alabama.
You know what these guys should do? They should blindfold themselves and then make a cake and then take a dick and then see if they can tell the difference.
Right.
Can you tell the difference?
Yeah. Here's a piece of angel food. Right. Now here's a big giant cock in your asshole.
Don't put this rolling pin anywhere weird.
I'm not sure. I might have to try again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To see if how much I hate it worse. Do you got another piece of cake?
I either love cake or I'm enjoying this cock.
What else is going on? Jesus. Yesterday we didn't really get to talk that much about Michael Flynn.
Oh, geez.
You remember him, cuddly little...
Oh, yeah.
Cuddly little Mike Flynn. Wow, yeah, Mike Flynn, yeah.
Is he like James Bond or something? Is he some slick fucking agent?
No.
This isn't a character he's playing?
Shit. Michael Flynn? Oh, yeah. No. He's a bumbling fool.
Right. It's just not his persona,
007
right?
wouldn't have gotten caught.
But this is his persona, and maybe people think he's too dumb to actually...
No.
No.
He's too dumb.
Right.
He's an extremist. He's crazy. He's out of his mind.
Pizzagate.
Did you see some of these Republicans? It didn't go far at all yesterday, but some of these... One was Fox News.
Yes.
Tried to blame Obama for Michael Flynn.
I did not see that.
Because he was... promoted to whatever he was.
Yes.
Was he a general?
I don't know.
During
the Obama administration.
So they're trying to say, well, don't blame Trump for not vetting him. Obama's the one who didn't vet him.
But they made Trump his NSA.
They're lying.
That's stupid.
Well, right. It's just so desperate. Dude. So desperate and sad. So.
No, I saw some of this Flynn shit. The White House is claiming they don't have any information on him?
Oh, that's. We don't have any papers.
How's that possible? They don't have one fucking thing written down about a guy that was a national security
advisor. Doesn't surprise me. they've done burned everything. And
Yeah. They didn't vet him?
Shredded up, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, do you remember when he was kind of, the idea was floated out there about an immunity deal for him? Remember his lawyer was like, well, he'll be happy to talk to anybody maybe for a guarantee of immunity.
Right.
And then you can listen to the tape of Michael Flynn shitting on Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Or anybody in the Clinton, I forget who they were talking about, but he basically said it was somebody who they were talking about immunity for. And he said, well, if you're asking for immunity, you're guilty of something. You're obviously guilty of something.
God.
Amazing. He said that.
Amazing. These guys, they're fucking clueless.
It's really...
It's arrogance.
It's really bizarro world. I mean, it's so third world country-ish that it just...
Yeah.
Who could ever think anything like this would happen in our country? Who? I mean,
and
with
these
this
guys,
administration that's taken over these...
Our national
creatures.
Security advisor, he wasn't that for long, but God, he bought into Pizzagate, didn't he? And he said...
Well, he retweeted it.
Yeah. He retweeted it enough. I mean, that's not like me retweeting it. He's a fucking national security advisor. That's insane. Imagine you own that fucking pizzeria. You own Comet Ping Pong fucking pizza. Okay, sounds innocent enough. Why would you ever think this would ever happen? Didn't you like, oh, look, the national security advisor is perpetuating this bullshit. Now it looks legit.
And he also chanted "Lock her up."
Oh God! I heard a tape of him doing that. That is so. It is that douchiest shit ever. Him breaking into that chant is just gross.
Well, now it came out that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn may have violated the law by not disclosing payments.
No shit.
From the governments of Russia and Turkey.
Oh, okay. Russia.
Two members of the House Oversight Committee said.
Right.
One is ranking member Elijah Cummings, Democrat, the civil rights leader of
he's
Maryland.
From Georgia, right?
Maryland.
Oh, Maryland. Oh, fuck.
You're thinking of John Lewis, maybe?
Yeah.
Who's from, I think, Alabama or Georgia? Georgia.
Oh, God. I got my black legislators mixed up. Well, that's okay. Fucking white privilege racism right there, man.
Standing alongside of him, the other oversight committee member standing next to him at this press conference said, as a former military officer, you simply cannot take money from Russia, Turkey, or anybody else. And it appears as if he did take that money. It was inappropriate, and there are repercussions for violating the law, said Utah Representative Jason fucking Chaffetz.
Wait. Fuck.
Who might have... I think we need some luminol on him to for Russian cum.
Oh, gosh. He's
because
covered in it.
I have a feeling he's also... Do you see one of the...
Is this just theater or something?
He kind of like backed off and all that stuff and said, oh, I'm not going to run next time, and all this all of a sudden disappeared. Yeah. But there were rumors that the Russians have kompromat on him. Ugh. They've got information on him.
God.
And then I saw something yesterday.
These Russians,
that
man.
They think he's had affairs.
Yes.
He's put his dick in other places where he shouldn't have. Right. Russians found out about it.
Okay.
And that's their leverage they've got on him. Which is Michael why
Flynn.
They told... No. Chaffetz,
fuck.
Which is why he was doing such a shitty job of congressional oversight on any of this Trump-Russia stuff.
Right. Let it be noted that I'm getting my white legislators mixed up as well as my black legislators, okay? It's equal.
So that's a big deal. And then when they asked Chaffetz, did Flynn break the law? I mean, this is a felony. This isn't a parking violation. This is a felony.
Bye-bye.
He said, I see, listen to the way he put this.
No shit.
He didn't say, yes, I believe he broke the law.
Yes.
He said, I see no information or no data to support the notion that General Flynn complied with the law.
Wow. That's different than broke the law, right?
I see no...
Comply.
No, he broke the law. I see no data supporting that he complied with the law. In other words, he broke the law.
He didn't tell anybody he got how much money did he get? Do we know?
I don't know.
Shit.
He shouldn't even be taking it, let alone disclosing it.
If you're getting giant payments of cash from Russia...
From foreign entities... They tend to frown on that our government.
But at what point are you like, oh, shit, I got all this money. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to go to the Bahamas. I'm going to hide out. Fuck this.
So,
but no, this idiot's got to be National Security Advisor. That's where he fucked up, right?
So both Elijah Cummings and Jason Chaffetz saying that Flynn may have broken the law.
Was Flynn a Bannonite?
Kinda,
yeah.
I think in that kind of crazy third of the three different factions
running our country into the ground. Shit. Obviously, by the way, Schittler knew nothing of this shit. He didn't know anything about this.
Oh, of course, I don't know anything about it,
dude. Well, after reading that fucking article about the White House staffers and how they lie, they even say bullshit to Trump every now and then just to fuck with him. Who knows what this guy knows?
Yeah,
it's like a buffoon.
Well, and if they start coming after him, I would think Trump is going to be pissing his panties over what Flynn might say. Maybe Flynn says, fuck you. I'm not going away forever. I got bigger names.
Yeah.
And that's usually what immunity means. Immunity, they're not going to give you immunity
for nothing
to take out some lower toadies in the State Department. They're going to give you immunity only if you're punching up.
Right.
And from National Security Advisor, there ain't a lot more up.
Yeah. Vice President, President.
Ding, ding, ding.
Fucking Secretary of State. Fuck you. God. What a joke. Could you imagine this guy, Trump, claims to be the party of Reagan, but yet he's got Putin's dick right up his fucking ass.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. It shouldn't make any sense to these GOP motherfuckers either.
It still doesn't. Too many.
But they don't give a fuck.
Nicole Wallace, who's a pundit on MSNBC, she was one of the communications people for George W. Bush.
Okay.
Republican. She was also part of the team.
Yes.
That selected Sarah Palin. And I think she wrote a book.
Yeah.
Hates Palin. Loathes and despises Palin.
Well, yeah, man, of course, because you're like, oh, look, she's a governor. She's pretty attractive.
And then, yeah.
You know, for a fucking politician.
And then 10 minutes later, you find out exactly what just a lump she is.
She's a fucking asshole. Instead of getting briefed when she was running with McCain, she was out buying outfits, remember? Spending tons of money on her fucking wardrobe.
But Nicole Wallace, even during the campaign.
Yes.
They even played on a promo now. Where Trump said something about when he said, look, if he compliments me, look, I'll just take the compliment, okay?
Oh, God.
Remember that when Putin said,
yes.
Putin said he liked him? And they're like, what do you think about that? You know, this dictator, this guy who has journalists killed and everything. Look, I don't know about that. I'll just take the compliment, okay?
When is Obama going to come out? Obama, if you're listening to this fucking show, come out and make a speech, man. Make another speech. You got to poo-poo the shitler. You got to shame these fuckers.
And, then Nicole Wallace in the promo after that clip of Trump saying, I'll just, you know, take the compliment, okay? Nicole Wallace laughs.
Take the compliment.
And Brian Williams says, why do you have your hand on your head? And she goes, I've just been fascinated by his Putin love. She goes, it makes no sense when he's saying, make America great again and America first, yet he's taking Putin's side on everything.
Yeah.
On everything. She said it doesn't make any sense.
It's fucked up. That's the guy they want to give the benefit of the doubt to. God, you know, it really is shitty. Think about it. GOP, they want to drug test people getting fucking food stamps. They don't want to give those people the benefit of the doubt. But Schittler is showing Putin. Who the fuck is he? He's the fucking czar of Russia. We don't owe him shit.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Oh God, Caitlyn Jenner was on with Tucker Fucker Carlson.
Isn't she? She's anti-Trump now, right?
No,
that's what?
No. When asked,
come on,
whether it was a mistake to vote for Trump,
yes.
Do you think it was a mistake to vote for Donald Trump?
No. No,
this is CNN. This is Don Lemon. I'm sorry, I thought she was on Tucker Carlson too.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is Lemon.
Do you think it was a mistake to vote for Donald Trump?
No, no, not yet. Right now. As far as LGBT issues, yes, he's made some mistakes. Okay. But other things I see, we need to.
This just shows you that wealth, Trump's, pun intended, everything.
This is Caitlyn Jenner.
This is a rich, white, entitled fucker, asshole.
God damn.
Who happens to be transgender. Rock on.
Right.
Good for you. But is beyond clueless as to being out of touch with anybody, even in her own community.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's like, well, he made a couple of missteps with the LGBT community.
These people are out of touch. They're delusional.
Not wanting to let them use what bathroom they want. Is not a misstep.
That's oppression. You're setting people aside. Yeah. You look trans. Let me see your dick. Are you out of your mind?
Like in the 60s saying, well, you know, those cops that were beating the hell that broke John Lewis's skull. It was a misstep.
Oh, yes.
You know, I don't think it's a bad thing, but it was a misstep.
They weren't complying.
Fuck you, Caitlyn Jenner, you asshole.
It's fucking ridiculous. I mean, what do you think? Hey, Caitlyn, what do you think Trump and his buddies say about you when you leave the room? Do you think they make comments? Call you tranny and all kinds of shit? Do you think they have any empathy for you?
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It'll She's proof that you could take a dick off of an asshole.
And still be a dick?
But not.
Oh.
No, the asshole.
Oh, the ass. Still be an
dick
asshole.
Dick off of an asshole.
So, yeah.
Not the asshole off
of the dick. Off the whatever. I love it.
So there you go. That's what's going on with, I'm not going to play any more of that because she's a fucking asshole and really not
boring.
Interesting. Yeah, she's not in that.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Bruce Jenner is a fucking jock.
I've seen multiple interviews now.
Yes.
Or stories about Caitlyn Jenner that say, okay, you know, they're good for her for.
Right. Having
the bravery and the courage to do what she did, but they also said dumb as fuck.
Yeah,
well, dumb as a post.
An athlete. I mean, I know you're a professional level athlete and everything.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
no.
You are. You're a tennis pro.
Well, yeah, the word years ago.
Imagine you had in your title where you worked, you had a sport, and next to that sport was the word pro. Most people don't have that.
Okay,
I'm never gonna have that.
We could.
Curling
or something?
44, curling.
You could take up curling.
Have you seen these young guys, these curling things?
Actually, no, I don't. I've never really noticed the curling athletes.
Yes.
I would think you'd want to be heavy because then you'd slide farther. Inertia.
But do you need to slide? Because don't you just take you know, my brother, they built a curling.
Yeah, the person that bowls it.
Yeah,
whatever you do that throws the big rock, slides the big rock.
Right.
Don't they slide for a while and then they release it.
Yeah. Right? You know, Jeffrey's on a curling team.
I sent pictures of their curling field.
Escapades.
Curling
lane,
curling. What's it called?
The gulch.
The curling gulch.
Yes.
So a giant crabby fuck you
God,
to Caitlyn Jenner.
Dang.
Just a fucking asshole.
How the fuck could you vote for grab him by the pussy, blah, 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 the whole thing. You got inside fun parts. You're going to vote for Shitler.
Yeah.
It's bananas. You got a brain. You're going to vote for Shitler. That's sad.
Do I have audio of this? This will be great. I do.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from this guy in a little while.
Oh, shit. Do you regret voting for Trump? Not yet.
No, not yet.
When
had a couple of missteps. Well, today she'll be thrilled because rich people are going to get their taxes cut.
Oh, absolutely.
So she's going to be like, that's great.
Go run laps or whatever. Eat some Wheaties. It's a jock. Stupid.
Yeah. Out of touch.
Yeah.
Just clueless and out of touch.
Right.
So strange. I mean, I guess it just does that. I mean, when you become rich, famous, and you travel in Kardashian cunt land, then
you're dehumanizing yourself, though, right? I mean, you don't know what it's like to be a normal person.
Yeah.
You never have to wait in line for anything.
Right.
It's fucked up.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Awesome.
Louis Gohmert.
Did you put the gong on there?
I just
add it live.
It, yeah. I did it live.
Dildo. Hey, you know, it's just such a weird thing he says. Well, people have been like, what does he say? Gays in the military?
Yeah.
And he said, then he goes, well, the ancient Greeks. I mean, isn't it kind of a crazy subject jump or something? It's just a crazy transition into
that goes
but
on.
You know what, it's a different kind of fighting, it's a different kind of war. And if you're
so he was basically saying
it's a cult,
you know, it's okay to suck a little cock before you go off into battle back in the day,
right,
when you're using like a sword and you got your armor on and shit like that's okay. I understand taking a couple inches in your pooper just to relax.
Well, did you see Spartacus? Did you see that movie?
Oh, yeah, I mean,
fuck that. I to be alive in that time and have to run into a mass of people swinging swords every which way. Fuck that.
Shit, yeah.
Give me some cyanide.
But that's a different.
It's a different time. So if you're going to do that later, you need to suck a dick for some fucking reason. I don't understand where Louis Gohmert's going with that.
I don't get it.
He's bananas.
So here we have Louis Gohmert.
Fuck you.
Representative of the, I think it's the, is it the first district of Texas? It might be first or 11th for some reason pop into my addled brain here.
Let me check. It's the shittiest.
He was on Breitbart News Daily.
Oh, my God.
Representative Louis Gohmert of Texas speaking about President Trump's first 100 days.
What do you say about him?
Well, here you go.
I mean, he didn't do shit.
People keep wanting to know, how are you going to keep this from, costing us? Well, the fact is, when we have a significant tax increase, it always brings in more federal revenue. More people get jobs. More people make more money. And more revenue comes in. It's part of the Laffer curve. But I think that we will be working better on the tax bill because we're already seeing him having more of a hand in getting what he wants in the tax bill. And I think that's terrific.
Gosh.
But he's probably not going to.
God. He's such a monotone.
He's
going to
be pissed. Trump's going to be pissed when it's not 15%.
Right.
For corporate tax. He's going to be pissed when they say, well, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. It's easy. You just do it.
Right. Because you run a company. And right. Who knows what unethical shit you do with his business. Does right. anybody tell him no at Trump Towers? Does anybody say, no, we can't do that, sir? There's no fucking way. Nobody tells him no.
Laffer curve.
God.
Citing that bullshit. You know, Laffer was a I forget what he had in the
Colonel Laffer
Ford administration or something. That he was trying to setting out this bullshit about the basically he says there's a sweet spot of cutting taxes.
Yes. Where it benefits everyone.
Where
or something?
Government revenue is the highest.
Right.
And taxes are the lowest that you can have.
Yes.
And then after that, as you keep cutting taxes more, then the government
sure
income starts going down.
And Louis Gohmert's trying to use that, right?
Right.
At least he's not resorting to asparagus.
Right. But sane people would say we're well on the, let's say the right side.
Right.
Of, not correct, the right, physically right side of the Laffer curve, which looks like it's like a bell curve, like a boob.
Right.
And
it's named after right a guy at the named nipple, Laffer, right?
Right at the nipple is the optimal point.
Oh, duh.
Where government revenue on one side and taxes on the other, on the lower, on the x-axis.
Right.
That's the point where it's the sweet spot. And then after that, it goes down to the cleavage. Well,
you don't and have to the cleavage. Convince me it's better to hang out at the nipple.
And that's where I think we're well into cleavage now already.
How do we get our economy and our country back into areola territory? Because we're not there now.
Well, I don't necessarily believe the
you don't think the nipple's the best?
I don't believe the right side of the nipple. I believe the left side of the nipple. The right side means the more you tax people, the less money comes into the government because you're hurting the rich and they're not job creators then. That's the bullshit. This trickle down. The Laffer curve is bullshit supporting trickle down.
Here's why trickle down doesn't work. Go to Virgil and fucking the 101. There's a village of tents. People living in it, fucking garbage. I don't know that trickle down's working for them.
It doesn't work.
Guys.
It's logic. It's a lie.
It's
a lie.
Isn't it a lie you tell the middle class to make them feel good about horrible shit you're going to do?
It's based on that evil concept of the job creators.
Oh, yes.
Cut their taxes more and they're going to stimulate the economy, and then everybody will be paying more taxes, yes, even though you're paying less taxes. Everybody's making more.
But what about all that money they're reinvesting into secret accounts in Zurich? Doesn't that find its way back into the country?
All right. So here's Louis continuing. Louis Gohmert from Texas.
Fuck you. So when I was a felony judge, there were times when I told defendants, look, the old saying is you live and learn. Unfortunately for you, you just been living. Well,
how horrible.
Oh, God.
I mean, could you think you would get a fair trial from a Louis Gohmert?
We might have a chance.
What if you're black, right? Or gay?
You're
or
fucked.
A non-Christian or a Muslim?
Yeah. You better get a massage.
Do you seriously think you would get a fair trial from this asshole?
Fuck no, man.
Especially if he's coming up with whatever the bullshit he just said.
Dude, if you're Muslim and you walk into a courthouse in America, do you think you're going to get a fair shake as you walk past the fucking concrete slab of the 10 fucking commandments?
I used to tell my defendants.
God.
The president hadn't been just living. He's been living and learning. And I tell you, he's a fun guy to work with. He called last week and wanted to talk about health care and also the tax bill. And I think he is going to be amazing. And I told him last September, and I repeated a few weeks ago, I still think that he has the chance to be one of our nation's best presidents when it comes to foreign policy.
Foreign policy?
How can you say that? How can he say that? How can he say that?
The world
fucking
is
Korean Peninsula.
More of a shitstorm than it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Because he's being portrayed as being a little bit crazy. Those are the people that always do the best on foreign policy.
What? Based on what?
Yeah,
examples.
Like, yeah, citations, please, Louis.
God, what crazy person negotiated a does he mean Lyndon Johnson? He seemed crazy.
I just found there was a story over at Vox.
Yes.
Can cutting taxes increase revenue? There's a picture of the Laffer curve. There's the boob.
Right. Show me that nipple.
In the abstract, it's correct.
Right.
But
the part where I starved to death is not.
In practice, it doesn't work because budget deficits have soared in both Republican administrations that have tried to impose this trickle down bullshit. And then it went down after Bill Clinton raised taxes.
God.
Hmm.
It really is like you got a party that has constituents you can just lie to, not be honest with. You have a party that their constituents won't fucking tolerate it. And I don't know how you find any common ground in between the parties. I don't know how you do it. They're nuts.
This says conservatives have largely dropped Laffer style arguments. So even the conservatives have thrown it out, except for Louis Cunting Gohmert.
Right. This
at
guy.
The Laffer curve, that's the way that works. Get a massage when I'm looking at the Laffer curve.
It says they still favor lower taxes, but have placed much more emphasis than Reagan or Bush on the need to cut spending. So instead of saying we need to cut taxes, they're more about cutting spending.
What? When is Reagan going to stop being a positive thing to bring up? I guess when you're not white. You know, I don't know. War on drugs, Iran-Contra scandal. I mean, he sucked. He fucking sucked.
Right? The war on drugs, he said, yeah.
Pitch man. He was a fucking pitch man, just like Trump, right? Big famous fucking actor. So he ran California. Big deal.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was a big deal. A couple minutes left here in the big show. We'll be back tomorrow. I just...
Yes?
I had a couple stories, but I've pushed them to Faithless Friday because, holy shit, we need to talk about these. But Faithless Friday will be perfect for that.
No, I can't wait.
But tomorrow will be, I don't know, Thursday, something.
Oh, yes.
Think of a third word.
Thursday? It's Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday.
Sure.
Throbbing Thursday.
Oh, that's better. Thoracic Thursday! That's all I have.
There was a study that came out.
Ooh.
Okay, I'll ask you, Ryan.
Yes, massages.
Quickly here, we only got a couple minutes left.
Right.
Music genres.
Yes.
Of the top eight
right
music genres.
Okay.
Let me put them in alphabetical order in my head here.
Well, there's Neil Young.
Country, folk. No, country, electronic, folk, jazz, pop, rap, rock, other.
So what, I have to rank them?
No. Which of those genres?
Yes.
These are the top eight genres that mention drugs in their songs.
Right. It should be jazz.
What do you think the number one music genre that mentions drugs more frequently than another genre would be?
Country music.
Correct. Were you kidding or you saw that?
No. I didn't see it. No, I was just thinking about it because...
100%.
Yeah.
Country music followed by jazz.
Yeah.
Followed by pop.
Right.
Followed by electronic. Then rock, then other, then folk, then rap.
Yeah. Then rap.
Which is like 0.8 average. The average number of references in songs is 0.8.
Yeah.
In rap songs. It's 1.6 in country music.
How about,
double.
How about social injustice? I bet you hear a lot of that in rap.
Double.
Yeah.
In country music. So when all the country morons are like, listen to those, that rap music, talking about all their drugs. It's all they do is talk about drugs and push drugs.
Yeah.
It's a fucking lie.
Bullshit. By the way, honestly, jazz music beats them all. It's just, there's no fucking lyrics in it. All that music is created by cocaine and heroin. That's it. Those guys were fucked up.
We got to go, ladies and gentlemen and others. We're back tomorrow. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Tribe Coast. Don't forget iTunes. Don't forget Stitcher. Crabdiving.com. Leave us good reviews. It helps us out.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of help us out, you can help us out cash-wise.
Oh, yes.
But it doesn't cost you anything. All you have to do is buy shit you're going to buy on the internet through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
We get paid, baby.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedial type stuff.
Ooh.
Real comedy, not like Jesse Waters.
Oh, yeah. Fuck him.
Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy. Go to his Instagram feed at Rated R Comedy. Or go to his website, which is ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And we want you to have a great evening, everybody.
Fuck you, Jesse Waters.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.